Hey everyone, welcome to the Progressive Vibe Podcast. I'm your host, Dodrick. Today's date is March 13th, 2022. This is Season 6, Episode 7. And the title of this episode, Got Gas? So on today's show, we will be discussing a CBS News poll that shows Americans strongly support Russian sanctions, even if gas prices were to increase. So it should be a very impactful show that we have today, guys. Looking forward to the conversation and dialogue. But before we get into today's main show, a quick couple things. Thank you to the listeners of the show for making the Progressive Vibe Podcast what it is today. Your support by you liking, sharing, personally donating to the show, it is all greatly appreciated. And again, I always want to reiterate, the Progressive Podcast would not be what it is without the awesome listeners of the show. So again, thank you to the listeners of the show for showing love week in, week out. It means the world. Also, the Progressive Vibe is on all platforms you can get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, Spotify, so forth. We should be on all platforms. So if you are a frequent listener of podcasts, please spread the word and let other people know who also like to listen to podcasts that to check the Progressive Vibe out. It is a political podcast, but we try to have solutions and not be so divisive. I don't think divisiveness helps anyone out, but I do think providing or contributing to solutions is a better endeavor. Also, we, the Progressive Op, have a website. If you want to get our latest episodes, to know more about me, the host of the show, to subscribe to the show, you can do this all on theprogressivevibe.com. Again, that is theprogressivevibe.com. If you do not want to become a monthly subscriber, we have three tiers on the subscription base. It is a 99-cent package, a $5 package, and a $10 package. If you don't want to do those, you can personally do a contribution to our Cash App. That is Dottie D92. That's D-A-H-D-E-E 92. Again, you don't have to personally donate to the show. It does help with future sustaining episodes of the podcast. So, but you know, whatever you decide to do, like, share, tell a friend, a family member, it goes a long way regardless. I just want to let you guys know that. And last but not least, this show is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. So if I have any listeners, or if you know anybody that wants to make a podcast of their own, you can go to anchor.fm.com to learn more, to get started on that. And on that note, guys, I will see you in the main show after this quick break. Hey guys, welcome to the main show. So before I share with you all this CBS News poll article, side note, I will share this article alongside the podcast so you can check out the poll numbers if you like to. But before we get into this article, I wanted to kind of give you a pre-take on a couple of narratives that's been permeating through the public forum. And what I mean is, we as people have to be in public forums, whether that's working in the public stratosphere, whether that is being a parent. And you don't have to necessarily have to work in retail to experience a public forum, but you can work somewhere that you're going to be around the public. or you're going to go somewhere where you're going to be around the public, vacation, you're going to be around the public some way, somehow. So just different types of things that you hear amongst the public. And some of those things are political. It's just natural, just like people talk about sports, just like, people talk about whatever thing that intrigues them. And you will hear people's opinion, people's stances on politics. And one of the stances that I've, or one of the viewpoints, one of the narratives that I've routinely heard, at least amongst the public where I live in Alabama. I live in a conservative red state. People usually have a more conservative ideal set where I live. That's just, that's just how it is as of now. I'm pretty sure I have listeners that live in the South. Usually Southern states are just particularly more conservative. That's just one of those things historically. So I've always heard this narrative that because of presidents, specifically when it's always a Democratic president in office, there's some way somehow controlling gas prices here in the United States. So somebody that has a R or a D beside their name when they're president, excuse me, are some way somehow controlling gas prices. And I think that that is a disingenuous assumption. Now, I'm aware of a lot of people here in the United States are really suffering with these, let's be real, these intensifying gas prices. They're slowly intensifying. I get it. I'm one of those individuals here in America that is suffering from the gas price. So I understand. But the causes of the gas prices, the actual cause, needs to be addressed. Another talking point that I've heard is around the Keystone XL pipeline and how the continuation of the construction of that pipeline would some way somehow offset the gas price costs here in the United States. Again, that is disingenuous and honestly has nothing to do with gas prices going up here in the United States. So I kind of wanted to address both points that I've routinely heard. We see gas prices going up because of this war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, nobody likes to talk about how gas prices were high when former President Donald Trump was in office. Now, they're obviously higher now that President Biden is in office because of a war that is being took place in Ukraine because Russia invaded Ukraine. There was not a war of any sort going on to this magnitude when former President Donald Trump was in office. So this is what's important. The United States is very, in my estimation, they're over reliant on oil producing countries that obviously have a financial motive to manipulate gas prices by lowering production of energy. And I think a lot of people fail to realize, like from that pipeline concept, the Keystone pipeline concept, that's a distributing mechanism that does not have anything to do with the actual gas prices. Here's a fun fact. United States is number one in the world. They're number one in the world in producing oil and gas. But the problem is that it's not nationalized. And what I mean by that is it's not something the federal government has much control over. Now, you're probably asking why. You guessed it. It's because it's privatized. It is owned by private corporations that seek to do what? To maximize profits. It's definitely not to help the American people out. It's definitely not to help their consumers, their customers out. And that's what I really wanted to just go over before I get into this article. But I do digress on my pre-take. Let's get into this CBS News poll article. So it says here in the article, the overwhelmingly support for sanctions on Russia's oil and gas and the willingness to pay more as a result is the kind of widespread sentiment I always see in the public opinion these days. Bipartisan cutting across race, region, and even income. And it has driven America's say by a desire to help Ukraine and punish Russia. Some economic pain now might be seen as a hedge against bigger problems later if it stops Russia, because Americans largely believe Russia has designs on invading other countries beyond Ukraine. People who think so are even more likely to support oil sanctions. Punishing Russia economically still finds favor over military options. For instance, even though many initially say they would back a no-fly zone, support for it drops once Americans consider that it could be taken as an act of war and lead to a direct U.S.-Russia conflict. And I agree on that. I think if we were to back a no-fly zone, it would amp up conflict between U.S. and Russia. And I think a lot of people here in the United States, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, does not want to see the United States in another act of war. I understand in some ways why the Ukrainian president might want a no-fly zone. But at the end of the day, I don't think that it necessarily would help the people in Ukraine, nor help the U.S. Avoid conflict, more conflict from Russia. So I do think being more strong in supplying sanctions on Russia is a more strategic, stronger way to apply pressure diplomatically. You don't always have to show strength by picking up a gun and killing somebody. But it says more in the article right here, guys. Meanwhile, President Biden's approval rating on handling this situation is up from last week, though still mixed. That's partly because half the country says his actions toward Russia haven't been strong enough, and they would like to see tougher sanctions and see the U.S. supply more weapons to Ukraine. So here's the first poll right here. It says sanctions on Russia's oil and gas. It says 77% of Americans support that, while 23% oppose it. That's a pretty hefty number. It goes on to say here in the article, when we asked Americans in favor of the oil sanctions whether they would still support them if gas prices rose, most of them still would, resulting in majority support even after cost implications. So in the second poll right here, it asked the question, sanctions on Russia's oil and gas, even if U.S. gas prices go up, 63% of Americans support it, while 36% oppose it. that's still a very, very hefty, a very hefty number that most Americans support. And I also do support this measure because, and I know the listeners feel the exact same way what I'm about to say here. The reason I support the measure, I don't mind paying higher prices in gas when it comes to situations like this, is because I understand the situation. And again, for the people out there, and I'm not talking about the people who are unaware of the facts behind this, but the people who are deliberately ignorant to the situation at hand, that even though they know the reason why gas is high, they want to stoke this type of persona on it's because of a president or a certain party president. And again, which in this case, it's always the Democrats. Whenever they're in office, gas prices seem to go up. And that narrative just is not true. And I feel like it's bigger than me. The issue that is going on right now, there are countless and countless of innocent civilians who have died. Kids, moms, dads, grandmas, granddads, cousins, nieces, nephews. And a lot of people in this country think that America's the entire world. They think that America is the worldview, and it's not. We have to be aware of our surroundings. We have to know why things are like it is, and we have to provide remedy and supported research and facts to support measures that will ultimately be beneficial towards not just the American people, but the Ukrainian people, the Russian people, the entire world. It goes on to say here in this next poll, why do you support Russia oil sanctions? This is among those who support if gas prices go up. 82% is because they want to help Ukraine and punish Russia. 34% being patriotic. 26% say that they don't drive much. And 19% say they can afford to pay more if need be. So I'm in the 82%. It's because it's not because I don't drive much, because I drive plenty. It's not because I can't afford to pay more, because gas is expensive in my bracket. Or in my money bracket, more specifically. And I don't think it's being patriotic. I mean, I guess it can be in some way, but I don't like using the word patriotic a lot, because a lot of people have in this country have hijacked the significance of the word. So I really don't like using patriotic. I mean, it's already bad enough that my NFL team that I support is the New England Patriots. That's as far as I'm going to go with the whole Patriot word. But anyway, I do think I'm in the 82% of it's because it's helping Ukraine and punishing specific Russian people, not just punishing Russia, because it's been proven that people in Russia support anti-war measures. It's been reports of Russian people taken to the streets, demonstrating their their anti-war protest against what Vladimir Putin's doing in the invasion of Ukraine. It goes on to say here in this poll, this is by party. Support sanctions on Russia's oil and gas. It's pretty overwhelming numbers in each party. 84% of Democrats support it, 76% of independents support it, and 76% of Republicans support it. I wanted to share with you guys a few more polls after this quick break. And while renewable energy could help stop or at least offset the cost of oil and gas prices, more of that when we come back. All right, guys, welcome back. So this CBS News poll says concerned Russia's invasion of Ukraine could lead to 78% says war in Europe involving NATO. 78% says global economic recession. 76% says cyber attack on U.S. and 72% says war between U.S. and Russia. I tend to grade this as a fair assessment and to say, yes, if things keep escalating like they are now, yes, it could lead to war in Europe involving NATO. It could lead to a already pretty disastrous economic pre-recession that we're having. I mean, I guess statistically speaking, we aren't at recession numbers, but you can't say that to a lot of Americans who are living paycheck to paycheck out there globally, not just within the United States of America. I agree on the cyber attack on U.S. The U.S. Already has documentation that Russia did a cyber attack on the U.S. Not just the U.S., other countries. This already has been documented. And yes, if things keep persisting, 72% war between U.S. and Russia. Now, knock on wood, I hope none of these things ever come to fruition. But when you're dealing with somebody like Vladimir Putin, you have to expect the unexpected because he is a authoritarian tyrant. And, you know, everything has a price. That's the way he looks at it. And he doesn't mind sacrificing Ukrainian people's lives who have nothing to do with what he's trying to pursue, or his own people's, you know, the Russian people. He has, you know, sacrificed soldiers, and, you know, Russian people have died in a result of that. It goes on to say here, what to do to offset gas price rises. In response to the gas price increase, a big majority want to ramp up U.S. oil production. This finds favor among most Republicans and independents and half of Democrats, too. Democrats are much more likely to say increase renewables as well, but only a third of Americans want to see the U.S. import more from the Middle East and South America. And this poll right here says if gas prices keep going up, U.S. should. 63% of Americans say increase oil and gas production here in the U.S. 49% of Americans says increase use of renewable resources. And 33% says import more oil from Middle East / South America. So I wanted to put a pin in that and give you a breakdown of the rest of the polls here shortly. But as to the renewable energy point, I want to say again for, you know, I'm in the 49% bracket of this poll, which is increased use of renewable resources. And I'm not in the 63%, which is the top of what Americans think, which is increased oil and gas productions in the U.S. The United States, again, is number one in the world in producing oil and gas. But the problem isn't because of amping up the production. It's because it's not nationalized. It's something that the federal government within this country does not have much control over. And that's because it is privatized. It is owned by private corporations that seek to maximize profits, not just here in the United States, throughout the world. The biggest bidder, you know, that's the way private institutions, private corporations work. Who's the biggest bidder? You know, and again, it's just seeking to maximize their profits. It's not something that is federalized. And it's definitely not something, again, as I said earlier, that private institutions such as gas companies, oil companies, care to help out their customers or their consumers. I know we all heard of supply demand. That's what's been took place here within this private firm of the gas industry / oil industry. And this Fox reporter asked White House press secretary some question of, if we stop renewable energy and increase oil production, it would help offset the rise in oil prices or continue the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline that would offset oil prices. Now, why would stopping renewable energy, trying to produce more renewable, cleaner energy, help stop the rise in oil prices? That doesn't even make sense. But it doesn't have to, because it's already something that the public honestly have been brainwashed to believe. You know, I just feel like as a country, we could have been further than what we now are in the transformation of different types of renewable energy to help offset the costs that we're seeing now within the United States. Instead, we are so stubbornly set on the reliance of fossil fuels. You know, progressives have been pushing for sustainable renewable energy for ages. But I will say Republicans have done a good job on bashing the Green New Deal, which has those type of green type jobs, those renewable energy types of transformations that we're talking about here. They've done a good job in bashing the Green New Deal. Remind you, we can't even get President Biden's agenda passed, let alone a Green New Deal. But the Dems, the Democrats, mainly the corporate Democrats, don't say anything. And they let those false talking points stick. And I want everybody to remember when former President Donald Trump was in office, he actually put tariffs on the imports of solar panels here in the United States. He put tariffs on solar panels to produce more oil. Now, I do believe the U.S. should be manufacturing their own solar panels here instead of getting them imported here. That would create more jobs for Americans. And more importantly, it would be more of a environment-friendly type of job stability here in the United States. So not only would you supply more jobs to people, but there'll be jobs that people will be doing that will be actually helping the planet, not hurting it. But let's finish up the rest of this article, guys. I feel like I've talked to you guys ear off enough for today, but I have a few more articles right here, a few more polls to share with you guys. Says right here, the people who support no-fly zone over Ukraine, 59% actually supports it, 41% opposes it. Again, I've already spoke my piece on the no-fly zone. I think if we were to do that, that would escalate things between the U.S. and Russia. It also says no-fly zone over Ukraine if it's viewed as an act of war. Okay, so this is a more specific breakdown of the one I just read you guys. So no-fly zone over Ukraine if it's viewed as an act of war. 38% supports it, while 62% oppose it. So if it's viewed as an act of war, majority of the country does not want a no-fly zone. U.S. military response if Russia attacks NATO country. 73% favor, 27% oppose. Yeah, I feel like if Russia ends up attacking a NATO country, you know, the U.S. has an obligation, since they're within that NATO pact, to get involved. And let's see. It says Mr. Biden's rating on handling the situation with Russia and Ukraine is up 5 points since last week. The handling still only gets mixed marks, in part because Republicans do not approve of it, though they do approve of the sanctions, and because half the country feels he hasn't been strong enough towards Russia. So here's Biden's handling of Russia and Ukraine. As of March 1st, 41% approved, 59% disapproved. As of now, 46% approve, 54% disapprove. So it's slightly up. Biden's actions toward Russia have been 52% says not strong enough, 36% says about right, 12% says too strong. Last couple here. What are stronger options against Russia among those who say Biden not strong enough? 65% says tougher economic sanctions, which I agree. 61% says more weapons and supplies to Ukraine. I'm kind of half and half on that one. And 21% says direct military action against Russia. Yeah, I definitely don't think that that's a smart move. And the last one here, Biden actions on Ukraine, Russia have made you feel. 63% says nervous, 54% says insecure, 33% says confident, and 32% says secure. I'm with the 63% nervous because I'm not a proponent of war. Again, I think the American people have spoke that they do not want a war, any type of war. I guarantee you the Ukrainians don't want any type of war, or the Russian people that live in Russia overwhelmingly don't want an act of war. So yes, when you are in a situation like this, it will definitely make you nervous. I totally understand. It's, you know, it has made me nervous as well. Let's see. Says Biden's handling, this is another poll, Biden's handling of Russia and Ukraine, 46% approve, 54% disapprove, as I just said. The economy, 38 approve, 62 disapprove. Inflation, 31% approve, 69% disapprove. Obviously, those numbers are supportive of, you know, gas prices, et cetera, higher prices in, you know, grocery stores in general. And the last poll right here, guys, that I wanted to share with you because I thought it was super, super important. Biggest threat to American way of life. It says this is as of December of last year. 24% says because of economic forces. 44% says because of other Americans. 23% says because of the natural world. 9% says of foreign threats. Now the numbers are flipped. So check this out. 36%, this is number one on the chart. 36% says because of economic forces. 28% says of other Americans. So that is double down. It was 44% in December. Now it's 28%. 18% natural world and 18% of foreign threats. So it says the economic forces are on a lot of Americans' minds, not, you know, rightfully so, because of inflation, because of, you know, low wages in this country. You know, it's not just one thing that hurts people's pockets. It's a variety of things, but, you know, things that we can fix if we choose to fix them, if the administration in charge chooses to fix them. But we will have to see going forward how that plays out, how the Ukraine and the Russia and Ukraine war plays out. Again, the Progressive Vibe stands in full solidarity with the Ukrainian people, with the Russian people who are against this war, who have been standing up for their country and trying to represent their country in a diplomatic type of way, a more logical type of way, without lives being lost. And we will continue to stand with you guys. On that note, guys, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we will have the social media break of the show. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned, and we will be right back. Hey guys, welcome to the social media break of the show. It's where I read a few like tweets from my Twitter. If you like to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Dodi_Vibe. That's Dodi_Vibe. Now let's get in some of these tweets. Living Dead Girl on Twitter says, billionaires won't create jobs if we tax them. Is a myth made up by billionaires, so we won't tax them. Hashtag capitalism is poison. That was a good one. Nina Turner says on Twitter, a lot of these politicians are going to get campaign contributions from the big oil companies who are price gouging people at the pump. I don't take their money. That was a good one. Nina Turner also says on Twitter, we can abolish poverty. We can. I agree. We can. If we really wanted to. Representative Pramila Jayapal says on Twitter, members of Congress and their spouses shouldn't be allowed to own or trade stocks. It's time to raise the ethical standards of our government. I couldn't agree more. Hottie the Viking says on Twitter, Congress got a raise? Really? For what? What do they actually do? Right now, they ain't doing a whole lot of nothing. Last one here, guys, because we're pressed for time. Tim DePell says on Twitter, politicians who are, quote, pro-life and quote, tough on crime, refuse to implement policies that actually help people live or reduce crime. Actually helping people out of poverty accomplish both. Couldn't agree more. That's going to wrap up the social media break of the show. I hope you did enjoy. When we come back, we will be closing out the show. I will see you after these quick messages. Welcome back from the break. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Got Gas, Season 6, Episode 7. I hope everyone enjoyed today's program. I had a blast. It was a lot to go over. I tried to cover a lot of ground. I hope I succeeded in that, shedding some light on some stuff. Again, I will post that article alongside the podcast so you guys can see that if you like, or check it out if you like. Once again, thank you to the listeners of the show for making the Progressive Vibe what it is, from your liking to your sharing with friends and loved ones to personally donating, contributing to the show. Couldn't do it without you. Love you guys. Also, if you want to learn more about the Progressive Vibe podcast, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at @Dodi_vibe, DODI_VIBE. You can like the Facebook page, The Progressive Vibe. We have a fan page on Facebook. And also, you can check our website out, theprogressivevibe.com. You can check out our latest episodes. You can sign up to get every new episode delivered straight to your inbox. You can subscribe to the show, learn more about the host, etc. You can do all of that on theprogressivevibe.com. website. We will be back next week with a brand new show, episode 8. Until then, guys, everybody stay safe, have a great week. Until then, stay positive, stay progressive, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace, love.